Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report, and I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here are your state headlines. California's fast food industry and its workforce will have a big day on Monday. That's when the minimum wage for most fast food workers employed by big chains in the state will increase to $20 an hour. The wage increase is expected to benefit more than 500,000 California workers. Supporters of the hike, including organized labor, say it's a necessary step in the campaign to pay people a livable wage in a state with such high housing costs. But business groups say it will lead to higher prices at fast food restaurants for consumers and increased automation that could threaten job losses. The California Department of Fish and Game says the commercial Dungeness crab season will end in the state's coastal waters on April 8th. The closure is meant to protect migrating humpback whales from becoming entangled in crabbing traps and buoy lines. Some kinds of recreational crabbing methods will also be curtailed. For the past 6 years, there have been delays and prohibitions of the state's crabbing season because of the potential risk to whales. State utility regulators have released a proposed plan to reduce the cost of residential electricity for lower-income Californians. KQED's Laura Clivens has more.
The proposal would divide monthly energy bills into two parts. The first would be a flat rate that covers infrastructure costs like wires. That rate would be lower for income-qualifying Californians. The second part would be a usage rate, which is how much you pay for a unit of electricity. Mohit Chhabra is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the changes would also align customer priorities with emissions reductions.
Currently, when they electrified their homes, they wouldn't necessarily reduce their household energy bill. With this change, they will start saving money.
The proposal will be up for a vote on May 9th. If approved, it would take effect in 2025 or 2026.
That was KQED's Laura Clivens. Now to our series, Finding Community in California. This week, we're off to Oakland, where musicians are keeping an almost century-old institution alive and thriving. KQED's Catherine Monahan takes us to the city's last piano bar, a place called The Alley.
When you step through the swinging wooden doors and into the colored lights, you know that a lot of the people here feel right at home.
I come in as often as I can.
4 or 5 nights a week.
I got totally addicted.
There's no place else like it.
There you go, Brian. Take it, man.
There's a grand piano in the back with a table built over it and stools around it. You can put your drink right on the piano and reach for one of the microphones, like 79-year-old Joe Costa is doing now.
Oh, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you.
He's been coming here for over a decade.
Well, after my wife passed away, I was sitting at home with nothing to do. And I looked in the phone book and found piano bars.
Costa is here most nights, and he lives about a half hour away.
Basically, this is family. It's all family here. And that's why I come back. If it wasn't like that, I wouldn't come back. You know, 22-mile drive, that's expensive. Gas.
The Alley has been here since 1934, just after Prohibition ended. When pandemic restrictions nearly took it out of business, the regulars raised funds to keep it alive.
I've changed so many light bulbs in here. I've helped fix things.
Singer Norman G says the musicians really take care of the bar.
I love that that's this place. It just has that energy. The seats get recovered by the regulars. I'm like, you did that?
And people go out of their way to make newcomers feel welcome, too. Tonight, Yasmin Gonzalez is singing for the first time, and the pianist, Brian Seat, helps her find her key.
Do you want it up a little?
Whoa.
Yeah,
let's.
Sure. Yeah, just one.
Start from the beginning or what?
We can take it from there.
Walk my way.
Hearing people find their voice is one of Seppi de Zabala's favorite parts about the alley.
I call it blooming. Like you see someone blossom. They come in, they're this tight little bud, they're scared. And then you can see it in their eyes, they're hooked. Like, oh, they can't wait to come back.
Zabala says when she first sang here, about 20 years ago, she was so nervous, but everybody was totally supportive. Just like tonight.
That's Jasmine. That's her first time here. She gets the LA Virgin Bell.
Under a big framed portrait of Frank Sinatra, the singers pass the microphone around the piano, one song at a time. And now it's Zabala's turn.
Somewhere over the
I don't know of another place like this. I really don't. Some of us jokingly call it church, just because the fellowship is so powerful, you know. And let's not forget, it's also a bar. And you can get a pretty mean steak here, too. The steaks are pretty incredible.
Zabala says this place gives people a way to support each other, but it also gives them an opportunity for release.
It's a very healing thing to sing songs. And when I don't come for a while, I feel it in my spirit.
The Alley welcomes singers 7 nights a week. For the California Report, I'm Catherine Monahan in Oakland.
Way above the chimney tops, that's where you
And that is this edition of the California Report for Friday, March 29th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Brendan Willard, Danny Bringer, Jim Bennett, Christopher Beale, and Seal Muller. Our producers are Billy Cruz and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editors, Angela Corral. Our vice president of news is Ethan Tobin Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Wherever you are in the Golden State or beyond, thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean through amazing live exhibits and global action to protect the ocean from plastic pollution, climate change, and overfishing. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.